Congratulations to Judy from Los Angeles. Just snagged her spot on the standby boarding list. The drawing is Monday morning to see Foo Fighters in Nashville. More chances for you to qualify coming up on K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? I'm sure you've seen the girl with one arm. She only has a left arm, and she got a ticket for texting with her right hand. She actually got a ticket for that, and they took it to court. We're going to talk to her today. Her name is Katie, and we're going to talk to her about that. There was a Wiener Fest in the Southland, and I was not aware of it, and that is upsetting. We have People Are Dumb. We have Florida. We have the 420 Catch of the Day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Avenged Sevenfold and Good Charlotte. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
That brought my mind to a complete halt.
Let's do Florida.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the it's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida?
A Florida woman was detained Saturday night after allegedly helping herself to an entire cheesecake from the display case at the Cheesecake Factory while waiting for a table. Listen, we've all been there where you're sitting there and you're waiting for a table and you look around the restaurant and you go, I don't know, I see three tables that seem like I could sit there. And you wait and you wait and you get frustrated. But 29-year-old Brittany Keller had been waiting for 47 minutes when she approached the dessert display, opened the case, and removed a full Oreo Dream Extreme cheesecake, brought it back calmly to the waiting area, and then started eating it with a plastic spoon. And she ate the whole thing. Witnesses said she had eaten half of the cake before anyone from the Cheesecake Factory showed up and said, hey, about that cake you're eating, that's a display cake. The waiter from the Cheesecake Factory said, excuse me, what are you doing? And she replied, technically, I'm still waiting for my table. Can we just make the rest of these pieces in this cheesecake? Can we just make them samples, like free samples, so I don't have to pay? And so the store called the police. The police showed up and asked why she was not going to pay for the $92 cake. And then with the police there, she started trying to negotiate. All right, it's $92, but what about $50 and a positive Yelp review? She started negotiating with a Yelp review. In the end, she ate the entire cake, and one witness said she had the most confidence she's ever seen in a human being. And that's Florida. We have a standby boarding list to get to see Foo Fighters in Nashville, and another chance for you to qualify for that coming up right after Red Jumpsuit Apparatus on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Adam.
Adam, you win.
Yeah! Nice! Thank you.
You got on the standby boarding list to see the Foo Fighters in Nashville. That drawing is Monday.
Oh, beautiful. Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Why did nobody tell me about this?
They're known as wiener dogs, hot dog dogs, or dachshunds, and there's an annual event that celebrates the short-legged, long-bodied breed. In this week's Tony in Your Town, we go to Huntington Beach, where they just celebrated the 10th anniversary of SoCal Wiener Fest.
How do I not know about SoCal Wiener Fest? And how is that the official name? Now, they throw it to a reporter, and I don't know who's in charge of the music, but the music is battling the reporter the entire time for attention. You can almost not hear him.
It's become one of the largest gatherings of wiener dogs in the world, right here on the sand in Huntington Beach.
So we have people come from Northern California, Arizona. We've had people here from Australia.
What?
We've had other states, New York.
Allison Egan and a friend started the gathering 10 years ago as a
I can't hear you.
Humble meetup with other dachshunds.
We were hoping for 50 people, and we had over 200 show up. And so we were like, all right, this is a thing.
Can someone turn the music down?
And it has grown bigger and bigger year after year, now attracting about 5,000 people and a few thousand hot dog dogs.
It's a community. I mean, I can't say anything else.
It's a wiener community.
Anytime we see somebody with a wiener dog, we're like, do you know about SoCal Wiener Fest? It's like the best wiener dog event ever. Even if you live out of state, like always reaching out to people. It's worth it.
Can someone turn the music down a little?
coming to see.
Like, what is it that brings you joy about this?
There's other crazy people out there just like us. Literally, I did not know that this community was such, they're so cool, like you said, but they're also just...
I'd like to hear what you're saying, but...
One of us, they enjoy and they take care of their dog, which is really cool. And it's just a little pup club at this point now.
The nonprofit uses the event to raise money for local rescue groups.
We can't hear what they use the money for local rescue.
While also providing some fun entertainment.
We have contests, longest wiener, shortest wiener. We have best beach outfit, best trick.
Oh, shortest wiener, I should apply. We are going to talk very soon to the Florida woman named Katie, who has one arm missing, got pulled over by the police, and got a ticket written for texting with her right hand. And her right hand doesn't exist. You've seen the video. There's an update on that. And we'll talk to her coming up very soon on K-Rock. Got another chance for you to qualify to see Foo Fighters in Nashville. That's coming up in about a half hour. The world famous K-Rock. I'm sure most of you has seen this video. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. The woman that gets pulled over in Florida for texting with her phone in her right hand, and she holds up her right arm, which is cut off right about at the elbow. She doesn't have a right hand. And that was crazy. And then the officer sort of kept saying, yeah, but I saw you texting with that hand. And she's just showing him, I don't have that hand. I thought once that stop was over, everything went away. But there is an update. And we have the girl. Her name is Katie Thomas, and she's on the phone with us. Hey, Katie.
Hi, it is.
Hi, Katie. It's Kevin Ryder from K-Rock in Los Angeles.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. I saw this video, like everybody else, where you got pulled over. He said you were texting with your right hand. You showed him you didn't have a right hand. You have the top of your right arm, but nothing past the elbow. And he said that you were texting with that hand, which doesn't exist. And I assumed from seeing that video that, of course, he said, oh, right, okay, my bad, and left, and that was the end of it.
Nope, that wasn't.
I was very surprised that... Tell us about him continuing to write you the ticket.
I, like everyone else who starts watching the video, I mean, when he says, you know, you're manipulating your device with your right hand, I was like... This is open shut. Thank you. I hope you have a great day.
At what point did you realize, like, this guy's actually going to continue to write me a ticket, even though I don't have a right arm past my elbow?
So I think most Americans, like, when you are like, okay, this is ridiculous, you're like, I'm going to get a warning. When he came back and said, here's your citation, I was like, no, like, what? Like, what do we do? Like, no. And that's, you showed him, and he still, after the citation, was adamant, like, right hand, right hand, right hand. I was like.
Wait, so he was talking to you, then he went back and wrote a ticket and then gave it to you for texting with your right hand, which doesn't exist. And he was still pissed that you did it?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. Says, I'm not disagreeing with you. Yes, I said I saw it in your right hand. And I'm like, my right hand. He's like, yes. Okay. Like, oh, what do you do at that point besides say, okay?
Yeah, you're right. So you post the video and it goes crazy.
It just exploded. Yep. I mean, like, I thought I went viral the first time. The second time, I mean, right now that video has 109 million views.
That's crazy.
I'm happy that it's bringing attention. There's been so much more talk around the visibility of limb adaptive athletes, acceptance, just that kind of whole, I think we kind of need it as a society right now, that
right.
little boost of, you know what, you're right, we should make this more common that we are having these conversations, we're not ostracizing this group of people, and so I think it's that part of it is fantastic, right?
I went through your Instagram and you're a badass.
thank you. Yes, it's it's a work in progress, but yeah.
So you went to court this week and got it dismissed, right?
I went to court Wednesday during my and had asked the clerks, you know, hey, is this dismissed? It said it online, but I don't really know if it's, because I didn't receive anything. I didn't receive a notification, nothing. So I got the dismissal paper because I was like, I'm not leaving here without, I'll take a handwritten note, but like, I'm getting something that says.
Well, Katie, thank you very much for talking to us today. We really appreciate it. I, again, was shocked this went any further than that first video.
But no, I appreciate you so much for having me and for reaching out and, you know, allowing me the platform to continue to spread, like, awareness and acceptability.
Thank you, Katie. We appreciate it very much. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you.
K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Esther.
Hi, Esther. You're caller 20.
Excited.
You're on the standby boarding list to see the Foo Fighters in Nashville. That drawing is Monday morning.
That's amazing. Thank you.
We have the 420 catch of the day on the way. That's coming up next. Megan Holliday is here now for three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three. Number one, there's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle situation going on in New York City. Security cameras have captured a series of bizarre sightings of people popping in and out of the city's sewer system. So here's that story.
Tonight, a mystery underground. New York City police are working to identify the men in this video, wearing waders and carrying flashlights, prying open a manhole in Queens and slipping into the sewer. They're also trying to identify seven men, some with headlamps and shovels, going into the sewer in Brooklyn and then emerging one by one. One guy almost gets hit by a car. Tonight, police suspect these groups were hunting for valuables. This happens from time to time, but there are a lot of hazards down there. Unstable surfaces, confined spaces, noxious gases. Police and the Department of Environmental Protection inspected the sewer system and said they found nothing tampered with, insisting our infrastructure is safe. Police believe these urban scavengers pose no threat, but David, officials say entering the sewer system is both illegal and extremely dangerous.
Who knew all the treasures were down in the sewers?
I sure
did. Oh, my God. What the hell? Okay, number two. You know, I really appreciate people who just tell it like it is. And this insurance agent really just skipped the financial jargon and got straight to the point when he posted this online.
If you got a kid who like to shoot people, or like to bother people, or find themselves in crazy situations, I got a solution for you. You call me today and you set them up for life insurance for $20, $25 a month, and you put them in a $100,000 policy. And if they get shot that weekend, you're going to get a check. They're telling you right now, you're going to get a checky check.
You're going to get a checky check. Oh, my God, I'm obsessed with him. And number three, AMC says that May of this year delivered its highest attendance in 7 years. People are going back
Fantastic.
To the movie theaters, and I think it's because we highlight movies every Friday. That's got to be it.
It is it, yeah.
So Masters of the Universe, Nicholas Galitzine plays He-Man alongside Jared Leto as Skeletor in the live-action reboot. Idris Elba and Camila Mendes are also in it, and it's definitely the major blockbuster release of the weekend. And also, Scary Movie. The Wayans brothers are back, reviving the parody franchise, spoofing modern horror movies like Megan and Sinners. Anna Faris and Regina Hall also return. I'm Megan Holliday, and that was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-L-K. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Death Cab for Cutie has a new album out today. It's called I Built You a Tower. They are playing the Greek Theater in L.A. August 2nd and 3rd. They also just played in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock, and you can hear that this Sunday night at 9 p.m. with Miles the DJ. And the band described this particular song called Stone Over Water as being about trying to convince others and yourself that you're okay when you really aren't. It is Death Cab for Cutie, it is Stone Over Water, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Death Cab for Cutie, Stone Over Water is the name of that song from their new album that's out today, I Built You a Tower. They also just played the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock, and you can listen to that 9 p.m. this Sunday night. That is Stone Over Water, Death Cab for Cutie. It's our 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. We have found a story that we couldn't figure out anything to do with until now.
Okay.
But we have figured out something now, but but tell us the story.
All right. So a federal judge in the 11th Circuit, which covers Florida, Georgia, and Alabama, is under fire after an investigation found the judge had a years-long affair with a high-ranking police officer and allegedly had sex inside chambers during work hours, while court staff could reportedly hear moaning and kissing sounds through the walls.
That's crazy.
I guess the judge initially denied the relationship before later admitting to it. And the punishment is just a reprimand, apology letters to clerks, and agreeing not to pursue leadership roles in the judiciary.
But once you're a federal judge, you're there for life?
I think so.
Yeah. Here's some of the story.
Employees reported hearing the sexual encounters on more than one occasion.
That's crazy. Like, you're sneaking around, you're trying to have sex, but you're doing it so loudly that everyone else can hear.
That's next level.
Right?
Yeah.
It was a gross.
How do you know? How do you know it was gross? Were you watching?
I know,
it was
right?
A gross lack of judgment.
Oh, right. A gross lack of judgment. Right. Yeah,
too.
I agree.
You know, she's a judge.
She is a judge, yes.
And not only that, married judge with married police chief. They were both married.
Wow.
How insane is that?
So again, I'll say that's all the more reason to be secret about it.
Yeah, and quiet.
And not scream and yell and moan and what, kissing.
Right.
How much noise can come from kissing?
Oh, my God.
What
and to
the
think
hell?
That your staff is really not going to do anything or say
right.
anything is crazy.
It's insanity.
Oh, my God.
All right. So the topic for today is you had sex at work.
Woo!
You had sex at work. The
number
is 800-520-1067. We've done this before. It's always great because people have to have sex all the time.
Yeah, people do crazy stuff. And
everywhere.
For the best call or text, we got your tickets to see Avenged Sevenfold and Good Charlotte at BMO Stadium on August 30th.
So you had sex at work or tried?
Yeah.
We'll even take?
Uh-huh.
800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello.
Had sex in the back of a FedEx truck.
In the back of a FedEx truck?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
With a customer?
No, it was one of my, at the time, girlfriends.
One of your girlfriends at the time. That must have been pretty hot and sweaty back there.
It was at night time, so it wasn't too bad, man.
How many times did that happen?
A couple.
A couple times. Love it.
Couple means a dozen.
Yeah.
We are taking your phone calls and texts about having sex at work here at K-Rock.
562 said, my boss and I were opening shift when we worked at H&M. We used the fitting room as our room and did it there. We both got fired weeks later because there were cameras facing the hallway and we were in there for 20 minutes. My boss is now my husband.
We are talking about you having sex at work. 800-520-1067.
818 said, I had sex at work when I worked at CBS Studios. I was a production assistant for a show that was filming on the lot. Me and another PA went and had a drink at the Grove and then walked back to the trailers and had sex in one of the offices. I work as a chef now, and I've had sex in the basement of one of the restaurants I worked at. This dude's a fiend.
You got one more chance to qualify for that trip to see Foo Fighters in Nashville. It's coming up at 6 o'clock. We are taking your phone calls on having sex at work. This started with a federal judge in Atlanta who was having sex with one of her officers.
Woo!
In her office and loud enough so that everybody could hear. So that is the topic. You had sex at work?
Yes. So I used to work in a veterinary hospital, and I started sleeping with the vet.
So you were working at the vet hospital.
And having sex with the vet.
Wow.
No, he had a lot of kinks, and he used to put a collar and leash on me. And if he bought anything to, like, drink or eat, he would always make me drink it or eat it out of, like, dog bowls.
Oh, my God.
I was, like, 19 years old, and I didn't know any better.
But wait a minute. There had to be something inside you going, I shouldn't be eating food out of a dog bowl.
I mean, sometimes, you know, the experience is just something to laugh about. But
right.
When you're in it, right?
She liked it.
All right.
You liked and it.
And that's how you've eaten food ever since?
I mean, no.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. You had sex at work.
I was working a night shift with another coworker, and we worked in the retail clothing department. So while we were doing, like, a little, like, walking towards the back to go get some mannequins to change the clothing, I grabbed one of the mannequins and accidentally hit her butt. he assumed that it was my hand.
Oh, like the mannequin's hand hit her butt.
Yes.
Okay.
And she thought it was mine.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, if you wanted to just touch it, you could have just said so. I was like, as we kind of sat down, since we were near where all the mannequins were, another mannequin fell on us and basically kind of scared her and screamed. And people came rushing in to see what was going on because all they heard was the screaming. And
son
then,
of a bitch!
Exactly. Basically, it was just a clatter. And we had to just like quickly make up a story as to what was going on. And we were just like covered with the mannequins and then trying to just make ourselves look presentable at the time, especially since we were both supervisors. we're like, guys, we can't look like this in front of some of the other peers.
Were you able to finish?
The funny thing is, yes, while the mannequin was like near us as well. So it's like it was weird. It was like something out of a game show with the mannequins moving around, kind of.
It was a mannequin orgy.
Yes.
And basically it was an orgy with the mannequin.
It was a mannequin orgy. Yes.
It was.
It's a good band name. Got that for free.
Oh wow.
All right. Who's eating food out of a dog bowl?
Yep, that's Cindy.
Cindy, hello.
Yeah. I mean, kind of like, I get it, but yeah.
I like that when you said you were 19, as if that meant you didn't know you shouldn't be eating out of a dog bowl.
I mean, you know, sometimes it's just about, you know, being in the moment.
Being in the moment,
being
I hear
you.
Being
in the moment, having the experience.
In the moment, did he take your temperature ever?
No, never.
Okay, all right, good. I'm just checking. All right, you are our winner. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you guys.
You're welcome. You're going to go see Avenged Sevenfold in Good Charlotte at BMO Stadium on August 30th.
Can we get a
meow?
It is K-Rock Road Trip USA, destination number 2.
Get on the standby boarding list to see Foo Fighters in Nashville coming up on K-Rock.